You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. You know those moments when something just clicks and suddenly everything changes? Not just a little change, not a little different, I mean complete, transformatively different. The kind of click in your understanding that makes you catch your breath because you realise that life as you know it has just shifted beneath your feet. These moments, they change us. They have to, because once you are aware of something profound, once you allow yourself to truly understand it, once you've seen something transformative happen, you can't unsee it. You can't untransform again. And in the process, it can feel absolutely overwhelming. Let me share with you something that happened to me recently, because I think it might help you understand what I mean a little bit better if I put this into context. I was trying to declutter my house. Nothing dramatic, I'm not a hoarder or anything like that, but I do tend to accumulate things and then I'm never quite sure what to do with them once I've got them home. I'm certain I'm not the only one that's like this. Please say it so. So I did what most of us do now to get some understanding about how our minds work. And I went online and I was looking for a bit of inspiration. And there's some really brilliant people sharing their expertise on social media. And I watched quite a few helpful videos on decluttering different systems and different organisations. And then I stumbled across something about ADHD and organisation and how if you have a mind that works in a different way, it means that you need to learn how your mind works and then build structures, systems and solutions around how you already think and behave, rather than trying to be someone you're not or do things that in some ways feel impossible for you. I thought this was really good. So I decided to watch a few videos. I thought they were really interesting and actually something that I believe is very, very wise came out of this. It's something I've always believed, really. And that's basically that I'd like you to learn how you naturally operate. And at the point when you know how you naturally operate, discover then what your superpower is, because that's going to give you an access route to a superpower that perhaps other people don't have. Work with what you have rather than spending your life fighting against it. And this was a message that was coming through these videos I was watching. Cool. So the video I was particularly interested in was all about how to declutter your home if you have any form of ADHD mindset. And it talks about an approach called zoning. I don't know if you've heard about this. And basically, it's about putting your things where you actually use them, not where they're supposed to go, according to how other people organise their stuff. So I thought that sounded really interesting. And so I kept on listening to this video. And the lady I was watching, she mentioned that it makes a lot of sense to those with ADHD to keep, for example, all the towels in the bathroom where you can see them, and in that bathroom where you would need them, rather than storing them neatly out of sight in a cupboard in the hallway away from the bathroom. And to me, well, yeah, that makes absolute sense. Very practical sense. Put the towels where you can see them and where you need them. Why would they be put anywhere else? So I thought I'd give it a go. I'd have a go at zoning. And I started experimenting with zoning all sorts of things. I started, though, really, if I'm honest, I started in the kitchen. And I zoned the kitchen. My husband was away for a couple of days and I completely zoned the kitchen. And I placed everything in zones in the kitchen, precisely where I felt they ought to be. And what happened was the kitchen became a place where, well, it started to work in a way that made sense in my mind. Now, my husband came home and he can't find anything in the kitchen. From his perspective, everything is in really odd places. And so you can imagine the interesting conversations that we had. And my kitchen to me now makes absolute sense. And his kitchen to him makes no sense at all. He's being very patient with me about it. I really love him for that. But from my point of view, the kitchen is now organised in a way that actually suits how my mind works, rather than slowing me down constantly because I have to remember where other people have said things ought to go. And so this becomes a superpower. If you set up the kitchen in such a way that you're able to function and create in a way that's easy and effortless for you, well, of course, cooking and producing beautiful, delicious meals without all of the stress that can be involved, that becomes a superpower, doesn't it? So I threw out the rule book to see how my mind actually felt a kitchen ought to function and flourish. And my kitchen, to me, has never looked tidier. It's never been a happier place for me to cook and create in. So the techniques I was tuning into by watching these videos, they're really helping me. And so I decided, well, I'll watch more videos, some about ADHD approaches to life, some not. And so my trip into the ADHD rabbit hole then began. And video after ADHD video, well, I kept seeing myself and my habits reflected back to me. Traits I'd always had, struggles I'd always faced, ways of thinking that I tried to overcome, change, dismiss. Labels I'd applied to myself because I couldn't get the systems other people were providing me with to work. So I'm 65 years old and I've just learned how to embrace how my own mind works. Just as I'm applying for my state pension here in the UK, I finally find out that my mind is wired differently. Now, it's not that I didn't already know it, of course. I've always known that there's a part of me that is not of this planet. And I'd always accepted that parts of me worked very differently indeed. My energy work, for example, is testament to that. I understand energy fields so intuitively, they just make a lot of sense. It's also effortless and easy to understand, and they're so simple to work with, so blissful in their perfection. They are complex and yet uncomplicated, easy, effortless things to work with. I've always been able to tune into them intuitively, always seen that I have exceptional abilities in certain areas, yes. But I had always thought, because I struggled in other ways, I was a bit slow, a bit of a dunce, though clearly I've discovered through the course of my lifetime that I probably wasn't. Maybe I was just a bit disinterested. And yes, I can be a bit disorganised or fluffy-headed with really pragmatic things. I'm awful at assembling IKEA furniture. I mean, it's borderline impossible for me as I simply can't follow the instructions. Even when I'm looking at the pages of what to do, it's like I am blind to what I need to do to be able to put the furniture together. You know, I just laugh about it. I have many superpowers, putting IKEA, assembling IKEA furniture is not one of them. I'm just good at other things. And I'm able to just about keep up with most things in life, especially things that were even challenging. But I do really struggle to catch up if I get behind. But that's normal, isn't it? So what I began to see was that the very things that made conventional tasks difficult for me, the way my mind moves quickly between connections, the way I see patterns intuitively, the way I need things to make immediate sense and to understand it rather than following arbitrary rules, these weren't kind of strikes against me. I started to realize my differences were actually my superpowers, and I really wanted to see them in that lens. They were what gave me access to the energy work that maybe others find so difficult to grasp. And my mind, it works in a way that certain things become really effortless, while others, I could struggle with an average piece of IKEA furniture for years and still never learn how to put them together. And then after a few days of watching these videos and making these various changes, there was this moment, a moment that I call the shift. It happened at 4 a.m. I was woken up, flooded with a mixture of emotions. If I was watching videos about ADHD, and there was a lot in those videos that were helping me, does that suggest that I might have ADHD or some ADHD traits? And at first this dawning, this realization, it flooded me with a surge of relief, because suddenly I understood why I do some of the things that I do, why I am the way I am, how I struggle with some of the things that I struggle with. It all had a reason. It was like someone had finally handed me the instruction manual for my own brain. Epic! And it only took 65 years to find it. And then, almost immediately, the sadness hit. It felt like a profound sadness from a deep, deep wounded place inside of me. It was deep inside of me. Because I started thinking about my younger self. If I did have any aspect of undiagnosed ADHD, then my younger self, the one who really struggled in amongst those systems that didn't seem to work for her, I wonder how much better she would have thrived if she'd been taught to work with her superpowers and the way her mind worked, rather than constantly trying to be forced to work in a way that wasn't natural to her, in a way that perhaps everyone else seemed to flourish. So failing and succeeding in equal measure, it all rushed into my mind at 4 a.m. and it was quite a ride, as I didn't manage to settle and get back to sleep that night. It was an emotional cloak, actually, that I ended up wearing for most of the next day.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
I never considered getting a formal diagnosis. As to me, having a diagnosis for ADHD or anything else, it just simply doesn't matter. What does matter is feeling and working with what I was feeling and allowing myself to work with and shift. I think that I felt that there'd been a lot of injustice woundings that I really recognised, and they were harder to process. It was when my heart felt that I had in some ways been misseen, misread, misunderstood. I was judged by unfair standards. I was an outlier. I always knew I was an outlier, but I was an outlier simply because of the system I was in, not because of anything else. And I know that, I don't know, all those judgmental words, like I was slow or lazy or a misfit or untidy or a bit daft or stupid, you know, well, they stick, don't they? And they shape you in ways that you don't even realise until much later on, when you become really sensible and you reach a point where you think, do you know what, those are limiting beliefs, those are labels that have been imposed upon me. And to be absolutely honest with you, you know, I just choose not to care about them anymore. Those are things that perhaps I may have been once upon a time, but I certainly don't choose to be now. But here's what struck me most powerfully. All those years, I had a superpower that others didn't have. I could see connections that other people missed. I could understand complex energetic patterns intuitively, for example. I could hold multiple possibilities in my mind at once. But because I couldn't follow simple linear instructions or turn up to a specific room at school on time or organise a filing system in the expected traditional way, my superpower was dismissed. It was overlooked entirely. And the systems around me were measuring me for the wrong things. And I began to wonder if you might be in the same boat. Are the systems around you, the ones that are measuring you in your life, could they be measuring you in the wrong way? I'm not suggesting that you may have any form of ADHD, but look around you. If you're struggling, if you're not able to get things to work in the way you would like them to, maybe you are not the issue. Maybe it's the systems around you that are ignoring your superpowers. Don't ignore your superpowers, and certainly don't ever see your superpowers as weaknesses. So here were strangers on YouTube explaining without any judgment at all that my mind and minds like mine were simply beautiful, and they were wired up differently, and that it was actually okay to be this way. And that once you understand how your mind works, how your brain functions, you can recognise what superpower that gives you access to. And that I could do seemingly ordinary things and I could choose to do them in my own extraordinary way. And that's okay. And do extraordinary things that seemed ordinary to me, but to others were quite remarkable. That became a real surprise too. I'd spent my entire life as a round peg trying to squeeze into square holes, and all I'd ever needed really was the chance to discover what being a round peg actually enabled me to do that a square peg couldn't. And what would it feel like to be a round peg going into a round hole? Think on that. So that 4 o'clock wake-up call felt a bit like a dark night of the soul for me. Waking at 4 in the morning, realising that so much of your struggle actually hadn't been necessary, that you weren't the problem, that the framework you were in was what was wrong, not you. And that realisation was both liberating and, in a way, equally devastating at the same time, because suddenly you look back on your entire life and the view, the observation tower, the lens, if you like, that you look at your life through, it just completely changes. And all those moments that you felt unseen or inadequate, all those times when you weren't chosen or you were told that you weren't trying hard enough, all those years of internalizing other people's judgments about your worth, your potential, they'll just evaporate. They take on a completely different meaning. And you see the injustice of it all. And I would suggest you really don't wear that. Allow yourself to see the injustice and then just release it and let it go. you know? You see how you were limited by the systems and the structures that simply weren't designed for how your particular mind works. Systems that measured you against standards that had absolutely nothing to do with your actual superpower. So the people around you, they were looking for certain abilities, certain ways of operating, certain kinds of intelligence. And when you didn't demonstrate those in the expected ways, they simply assumed something was lacking in you and they let you know about it. They let me know about it. But they weren't looking for your superpower. They missed what you could actually do that they couldn't. No one was looking for your value and worth, only how you did or didn't fit in.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
So my show this week has been very much about how perspectives can shift simply by perhaps learning something about yourself that you didn't know before. If you're going through something similar, you're going to recognise this territory. Profound shifting of perspectives, well, they can be a bit unsettling until you make an active choice. It's one thing to learn something new about yourself. It's quite another to have your entire understanding of your own life, history, experiences, all of those sorts of things, just to have them reorganize themselves. When you have a single new realization that has led you to a brand new, fresh perspective, suddenly the narrative that you have been carrying about throughout the entirety of your life, it just starts to fall apart. The story you told yourself about your struggles, your failures, your limitations, it just doesn't fit anymore. It's liberating. And whilst there's relief in understanding, yes, there's also grief to process as well. Grief for the younger version of you who didn't have this knowledge and whose superpower was overlooked. Grief for all the ways that you were made to feel smaller than perhaps you ought to have been made to feel, when actually you just had a different superpower than the ones on the list. And grief for all the years that you spent trying to fix yourself, when you weren't broken, instead of developing what was actually truly remarkable about you instead. If you're in this space, this show this week is dedicated to you. The most important thing that you can do is give yourself permission to feel all of it. Feel all of it. The relief, the grief, the anger, the confusion. Don't try and rush through it. Don't try and make it or make sense too quickly. Just sit with it. I had to sit with the sadness that I felt, and I had to let myself feel the weight of all those years of misunderstanding. And I just let it move through my energy field. I acknowledged it and I released it, because this kind of realization, it really needs time to process. It needs space to integrate and to be born into something entirely new. And as it's born into something entirely new, it will take you with it. So the integration is going to happen its own time, at its own pace. And when you talk to people about what you're going through, they might want to hurry things along for you, get things to be ordered and organised and solutions. But actually, ignore that. Your job at the moment with this new perspective you've got is simply to notice the fragments that you're working with when they arrive and just allow them to exist without needing to immediately make sense of them or heal them. And there were moments in this process when I'd think, oh, how can I not have known this about myself? I mean, this new knowledge, it changes everything I thought I knew about why I struggled, why I made the kinds of choices that I made, why some things felt so impossibly hard while other things felt so remarkably easy. What if the story I had told myself about who I was, what if the stories other people had made me believe about myself were simply not true? So be liberated from the labels that are associated with false shortcomings. I'd like to invite you to view your life through a completely different lens, if you get the opportunity to do it. If you feel you have spent years trying to fit into any nature of system that you don't feel is truly designed for you, if you've been labelled in ways that never really felt true, if you've carried a sense of something about you that was fundamentally wrong, well, perhaps it's time to question whether those assessments, those appraisals, could possibly have been accurate at all. Perhaps the very thing that made you struggle in conventional settings is pointing towards the existence of a superpower that you have. Perhaps you're not lacking at all. Perhaps you're not broken at all. Perhaps there's nothing, not something about you that is, I don't know, wrong at all. Perhaps you simply have a superpower that isn't identified or valued in the systems that you found yourself experiencing life in. So you don't need fixing. You need unleashing. I want to unbridle you. Stop measuring yourself against standards that were never designed for your particular superpower in the first place. Everyone has a superpower. Everyone has one. Everyone has ways of perceiving and processing that give them particular strengths. But if the systems around us all only value certain types of ability, if they measure everyone against the same narrow standard, then you, like me, might end up spending a lifetime thinking you're inadequate in some ways, when actually it's just your superpower wasn't what was being looked for. Here's what I want you to understand. If you are going through something similar, you have entered a passageway now that holds great promise, although it could be unknown territory for you. And the reward that will be waiting for you for stepping into this passageway is the potential of a much greater awareness of who you actually are and what your phenomenal, exceptional superpower actually is. And you can find and begin working at last with your superpower rather than constantly trying to become someone that you really are not. This is the superpower you bring to the world. And we really, really need your superpower right now. Thank you for coming. We're so glad that you're here. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.